This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 940, how to make IELTS listening map questions easy.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 18 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
We have a special treat for you today. We share a listening practice exercise that will help you make predictions and look for signposts on IELTS map labeling questions.
Aubrey, how's your day going so far?
Hi, Jessica. Not bad. Pretty busy. What about you?
Yeah, pretty good. We're actually going to go camping this weekend. So last camping trip of the season. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's starting to get too cold there, right?
It will be soon. It's still really nice. But we're just going to sneak it in nice. before fall hits. So we are talking about a very difficult listening question today. We're going to give you some listening test practice. We haven't done that in a while.
Yeah, exactly. This is going to be a fun one. A map on the listening test can be really difficult when you will have, you know, blank spaces. You'll have some of the information for a place and then blanks to fill out. And there are some key things that you can do, such as make predictions, that are really going to help you get these answers right.
Yes, exactly, guys. So if we are following the three keys strategies for answering the listening, not getting lost, one of those key strategies, guys, one of the steps that is necessary, like Aubrey said, predictions. So this is not as obvious when we're looking at a map. Like, what are we predicting? Guys, you actually have to predict two things, okay? So one, you're predicting what's missing. You're predicting the answers, right? So these are going to be like names of places. I've seen a lot of map labeling questions where it's like a mall or a theme park or whatever. So you can predict those things, right? Like if it's a zoo, monkey cages, elephant enclosure, whatever. Like you need to predict the names of places. But we also need to listen for signposts because, guys, these are the words that tell you when the answer's coming. So what do I mean, Aubrey, by signposts?
Yeah, it's going to be directional words like across from, opposite, or maybe bisected, which is a really good one.
That's so awesome. Bisected. What does that mean, bisected?
It means it's dividing and it's almost like cutting something in half.
Exactly. So,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Go ahead.
I'm glad we agree. Yeah, bisected is a super cool word, guys. So here's another tip before we get to the exercise. One way to gather these signpost words is when you do a listening practice and it is map complete or map labeling, go into the transcript or the audio script and highlight all of the signpost words that the speaker uses. Because IELTS loves to repeat itself. Any map labeling question, guys, they're going to be using some of the same signpost words. So just make a list, right? Gather these ones. So we're going to use some important signpost words today. We are going to really exploit this listening practice, guys. I am going to describe the last IELTS center that I worked at. If you've never taken a test before, you're going to learn what to expect. So a lot of great practice today. Now, where can students go to see this test question?
Well, you are going to be able to come and find it on the blog. So I will have an image there. You don't want to look in the comments until you have answered the questions because I'll put the answers there. So come to the blog, allearsenglish.com/IELTS. And this is number 940, IELTS Energy 940. So you can check your answers there.
Awesome. So guys, you can certainly listen today if you're in your car, you don't have access to your computer, that's great. Just listen for general understanding, try and pick out the signpost words, and then when you get home, go ahead, look at the blog, guys, listen again, and try to answer these questions, filling in the words that are missing. Okay.
I'm excited for this. I'm excited to hear a little detail about the one that you worked at. Like, you know, how was it laid out? So it'll be good.
Yeah. Well, usually, guys, IELTS test centers are going to be in schools, right? So the way they have to finagle the IELTS requirements, it requires some creative movement of desks. I'll just say that.
That
it could
sense.
Be weirdly set up. Hello, everyone. I hope you are having a wonderful day. I would like to invite you to our web class. It is all about writing task 2, insider secrets to raise your score. Guys, 4 strategies that I promise will get you a 7 or higher. So don't miss this free class, guys. Sign up now, grab your spot, put it in your calendar. AllEarsEnglish.com/write. That's AllEarsEnglish.com/WRITE. Okay. So let's get into this, guys. This would be like a listening section 2, all right? So one speaker, still kind of an easy topic. Okay. So today I am going to describe the last IELTS test center that I worked at as an examiner. It was actually in a school, which was itself in a mall. So you had to walk into the mall entrance and find the school way in the back beyond all of the stores and shops. When you found the school, you would see that it is actually 2 separate locations bisected by a huge hallway that is also another exit of the mall into the parking lot. So to the left of this hallway, that's where the office is located. So as a student, as a candidate, if you have a question, this is where you would go to get your answer because that is where the test administrator lives. However, that is not where the exam takes place. Everything in the morning and afternoon takes place on the right-hand side of the hallway. So as soon as you enter the doorway, you will immediately see a large desk in front of you. That is where you check in, give your fingerprints, show your passport, and make sure that all of your belongings are put away. After you check in at the desk, in front of the desk to the left is a doorway to the waiting room. So you will wait here until the exam begins in the morning or in the afternoon. That is also where you wait for your speaking test. When the exam starts in the morning, the listening, reading, and writing, that takes place in 2 classrooms because there are so many candidates. So you go past the check-in desk and turn right when you see the first hallway. There are classrooms on either side. Classroom 6 on the left and classroom 1 on the right. That is where you will take the exam in the morning. In the speaking in the afternoon, they utilize more classrooms up and down the hallway, 1 through 3 on the right and 6 through 4 on the left. Okay, that's the end.
I'm really impressed because a lot of our listeners are probably thinking you like prepared that, maybe wrote it and read it. But I know that you just came up with that on the fly because I just gave you this idea. I'm amazed.
I did feel a little bit nervous. I was hoping to make it sound cohesive. But yeah, so that is a good example, guys. And you'll notice also the pace that I spoke at, the speed, it's a little bit slower than how I usually talk, which is kind of fast. And that's what you can expect in listening sections 1 and 2, because they're a little bit easier than 3 or 4. Right, Aubrey?
Yeah. And that was interesting. It sounded like I was listening to the audio for a listening test. I can tell, first of all, that you have heard so many of those audio clips in your time, 14 years of an examiner. I can't even imagine. But it is interesting how different it sounds from how natives speak, which really goes to show you have to be doing quite a bit of listening practice to get used to that rhythm.
Totally, totally. So guys, do practice this strategy of prediction next time you see a map. Predict the signpost words, predict the possible answers that are missing, the names of the places. And then guys, come back to the blog and practice this listening section too today. allearsenglish.com/IELTS. And this is episode 940. But I want to quickly, before we finish today, talk about a very exciting writing opportunity, a free opportunity for our students. Aubrey, what am I hinting at?
Yes, we're teaching a web class at the end of October. It's going to be amazing. Go to allearsenglish.com/write to sign up. And we're talking about some of the trickier things that can be on the IELTS writing exam that you need to be prepared for. We are updating our writing module to make sure that all of our students are ready for these, and we are going to let you know about them as well in the web class. So definitely sign up. Space is limited. You need to sign up soon so that you don't miss out.
Yes. Awesome. So go to allearsenglish.com/write, W-R-I-T-E. Guys, I promise you, your eyes will be opened. You will be shocked in this web class. There are so many myths and wrong notions out there, guys, but Aubrey and I are going to tell you exactly what the examiner cares about and how you could write such an impressive essay, you will at least get a 7, if not higher. So guys, do not miss this web class. We have never shared these secrets before. So sign up now, guys, allearsenglish.com/write. Yay. Okay. Aubrey, thank you. This was an awesome, fun episode.
Yeah, it was really fun. I'm excited for you guys to come back to the blog and see if you can get all the answers right. So yeah, be sure to come check it out. allearsenglish.com/IELTS.
Sweet. All right, Aubrey, talk to you soon.
Yep. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.